To a sad story now give ear of one who lived in this land. It may make the stoutest heart to fear, and all vile sinners trembling stand. A wicked woman lived of late, who did all honesty disdain. All modesty she much did hate, and to her heart did so remain. Lavishness she much did love, and buggery was her delight. To wantonness she still did move, not thinking it would come to light. A mongrel cur which she did keep, and used to do that beastly act. In court on her did fawn and leap, but now hath suffered for the fact. Near Cripplegate, her dwelling place, where she did act this beastly sin, which now hath brought her to disgrace, that she long time hath wallowed in. She took delight in drunkenness, and as a common woman she, when she had drunk unto excess, then God above she would defy. Her chief desire was after mirth, and hearing of sweet melodies. Thus while she lived upon the earth, God's holy law she did despise. No precepts that could her control, so wicked was her wretched life. She like a swine in mire did roll, which with her husband caused much strife. God's holy word she much abused, and did profane his Sabbath day. The company of those refused, who'd urged her to repent and pray. There's scarce a sin that can be named, but what she'd strive for to commit. Her lustful mind was so inflamed, that by no means she could quench it. But being now condemned by law, on her past life she did reflect. The worm of conscience did her gnaw, 'cause God's demand she did neglect. O world, she said, thou canst not save this soul of mine from pain and woe. No joys of heaven I shall have, unless my sins I can forego. O eyes of mine that used to see, and take delights in objects fair, must now behold where devils be, poor souls tormented in despair. I that was wont to sport and play, must wantonly in many a place, must now depart from them away, the flames of hell for to embrace. Now unto you that stand me by, and hear what case my soul is in. See that you never guilty be of any sad and heinous sin. Let prayer be your meat and drink, your clothing be humility. On God's just laws be sure to think, that you the joys of heaven may see. When this sad wretch her speech had done, and tears in streaks run down her face, would melt a heart of steel or stone to think upon her woeful case. The dog was hanged with her just by, a sad example let it be to all that do God's laws defy, and lived wickedly as she. Strive more and more God's ways to love, that you may here live happily. Then you'll not miss sweet joys above, nor never be afraid to die.